Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Cameron is weighing in on Dame Dash's financial situation.
And Chelsea Handler is dishing on the time she got scolded by a legend.
And what question is Kate Hudson sick of hearing? We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started!
All right, it looks like the third time's a charm for Scarlett Johansson. She's been married to Colin Jost for 5 years now, well done. And he's willing to do anything for her, including dumpster diving.
Ooh.
On an episode of Pop Culture Jeopardy, Colin shared how he tried to find Scar Jo's engagement ring when she thought she lost it.
Ooh.
Oh. My wife actually lost her engagement ring, accidentally threw it in the trash. And I looked through 12 dumpsters of trash. And then I went back to the house and she said, oops, it was in my pocket.
Wow.
Do you think that was a way of saying it was trash? She wanted another one?
Wow. You would have think the pockets would have been checked before the dumpsters.
Yeah, before your hand touches that knob and walks out that door. Because diving in the trash, no one wants to do that.
Yeah. Why don't you check everything in the house? Every pocket, every nook, every cranny.
Mm-hmm.
In your pocket?
Wow. Yeah, you know how you overlook stuff when you're anxious to try to find something, you overlook it. I overlook a lot of stuff sometimes. I mean, I still haven't found my car key yet. And hell, that was a $500 key. And it still hadn't been found.
Where was it?
I don't know. I hadn't found it.
I wonder why.
Probably overlooked it somewhere.
All the stuff in your house.
Oh, hey, hey.
Oh, you hoarder. Hoarder. You're a hoarder. Okay, y'all. Dame Dash thinks that he should be able to slow down on his work, but Cameron is explaining why he can't. He says Dame spends too much money on things like multiple homes, private jets, and even a urinal in his movie room.
You can't buy all that, spend all that money, and then be like, I shouldn't have to work anymore. I ain't have half, I just name. I ain't have no two lofts in Soho. I ain't have no two mansions in London. I ain't fly private every day for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. I ain't have no damn urinal. This all the you were spending your money on. I'm just good budgeting money, thank God.
That sound like Hayden. Why are you worried about what that man got?
Because, Dame sometimes complains about having money issues from time to time, and,
we all do.
Well, we don't all have two lofts in Soho, two mansions in London issues.
Yeah, but you're new in the movie room.
But people with money complain, people without money complain. Everybody complain, oh, girl, I wish I had some more money, knowing that you have what you want. So I feel like he's a hater, Cameron.
Not Cameron.
Cameron.
Is that his name?
Cameron.
Oh, well, Cameron. Hell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't afford the E. No, that's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh.
Yo, Tanner, let me tell you something,
Pete. Did not want to buy that vowel.
Okay.
All right, man. Chelsea Handler has been plugging her book, I'll Have What She's Having, and she recently told Kelly and Mark about the time Jane Fonda put her in her place.
Mm.
Now, Chelsea went to Jane's birthday party, and she offended a lot of people because she was in a funky mood.
Mm.
Well, so Jane invited Chelsea to a one-on-one dinner at her house and told her to get it together. Check it out.
She said to me, you're so talented and you have so much going for you. I'd hate to see you throw it all in the garbage.
Wow.
But as embarrassing as that was, the overarching theme of that conversation was sisterhood. The fact that she took her time to have that conversation with me when she could have just blown me off for the rest of her life.
That was kind of cool of Jane to reach out.
Yeah.
And who knows, Chelsea, that's probably when she was fighting with 50 Cent or something, honey, when they was breaking up. And Jane wanted to tell the little girl, let that Negro go, and honey, get together. So you never know.
If you seen somebody going waywardly, would you try to help them out? Or would you just be like, see what happens?
I appreciate the people who are willing to say to me the slightly uncomfortable things the most.
I rock with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's rarely me. I rarely have the confidence to be like, hey, I got to be honest with you about something. Like, every now and then it happens. But I think we all need to hear that from time to time.
Absolutely.
If we're messing up.
You shouldn't have a bunch of yes people around you. Right. Somebody got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Hey, Tam, don't act like this on this show, honey. It's for everybody. And just be nice. You would rather hear that.
Yeah. Are you telling me that now, or?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, if I was Jane Fonda and if you came to my house and I would have told you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Okay, everybody knows Kate Hudson's parents are Hollywood legends, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. She doesn't mind talking about them, but there's one question she wants people to stop asking her.
What?
Check this out, Gary.
What kind of advice do your parents give you?
Right.
Because it's like I've been answering that question for 25 years. And then you're like a mother of three. I have a 21-year-old son. And I'm like, honestly, are you still asking? You're still asking me this question.
We're done.
Oh. That's lazy reporting right there. That's lazy, like, entertainment journalism.
You know what? But maybe sometimes people ask that as a way to get a gateway to talk about her mom and Kurt. You know what I mean? Because Goldie's still popping. Kurt's still out here. He does things every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
I know you get sick of these questions, Brad. Is Lisa Ray nice? What is Lisa Ray like? I'm sure you get sick of the Lisa Ray thing. That's your sister.
I do.
What other questions are you sick and tired of, Brad?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Can you give me some hair products?
I get tired of people asking me if I'm gay. I'm like, no. Why y'all ask me that stupid ass question?
What are you, Gary?
I'm not gay or straight. I'm confused.
You confused?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm also sick of people asking me if you're gay. That's what's so weird.
Every time they ask me about Gary, I tell you, no, he's not. He's just one of the greatest actors of our generation.
There's an Oscar.
His nickname once said is Mr. Bitches.
Okay. All right, y'all, it's time for...
Didn't See This Coming!
Okay, a Chicago woman named Ashley Kano found an unbelievable bargain at the new Goodwill store in the Avondale neighborhood. A feathery, strapless Vera Wang wedding dress caught her eye, and Ashley recognized it from the Sex and the City movie. And get this, it was priced at only $18.99. Sarah Jessica Parker, aka Carrie, wears a dress like this in the movie, but some critics think this dress might be a replica worn by a stand-in on the set, since SJP's fashions are cataloged and preserved, darling. Either way, similar Vera Wang gowns sell for several thousands of dollars, so Ashley's planning to resell the dress and help pay for her divorce.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, what a way to use a wedding dress to pay for a divorce.
That's the reverse Uno.
Okay.
And at the Goodwill, you get good stuff at the Goodwill.
Or maybe the people at the Goodwill didn't know.
That's what I think.
That too, honey, exactly.
And somebody who watched Sex and the City was like, girl, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then they went back to their old episodes on their VCR and VHS tapes.
And saw it, girl, honey, like, yep, oh, let me spell it. Yes.
That's
I like
good
Goodwills
find.
And pawn shops. Oh, I love them, honey.
Gary, what's the best thing you ever found?
At a Goodwill, yeah. I mean, I found a cashmere jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah, honey, you find good stuff. You go, because Avondale, that's the rich area of L.A., isn't it? Isn't that Avondale area?
I think it's New York City.
I thought Avondale, they had an Avondale in Beverly Hills, too. But I like going to the rich, the white folks, the rich neighborhood Goodwills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they don't care. Like,
that's,
girl, honey.
That's where we used to go to the garage sales when
yes,
I was a
ma'am,
child.
Yes, ma'am, baby.
My grandma, we go to them estates, all the rich white people, because they giving away. Yeah. They selling good stuff for
$2. That's right. Yeah. You go in the black neighborhood, girl, they want $5. They say, girl, we want $5.50 for it, girl, and it was worth a dollar.
Yeah.
Up next, honey, what actor, honey, is saying the Harry Potter movies weren't fun to make? Find out who it was right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so Jason Isaacs is making a confession about the Harry Potter movies. On an episode of BBC's One Show, he said it's a terrible confession to make that they weren't that much fun to make. It's quite boring making big special effects films. He went on to say, the pleasures all come afterwards. I see and meet people for whom their lives were changed by it, and still people reading it and sharing it with their children. Some people say their lives were saved by it, and I believe it. So what do you think? Have you ever been working on something?
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Thing that was like boring to work on, and would you ever tell people?
I mean, he looked like he was having a good time in his photo.
Yeah. Well, so he played Lucius Malfoy, who's like kind of a villainous character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can't be having a good
committed.
Time.
Why would that be boring?
Well, you know, it's just like if you're on a green screen all day and you're like, just, and then they're like, and then a dragon appears. You know, you don't
you
actually
gotta pretend
see it.
Too long.
Yeah, you know, you're.
It's like a relationship, Kel. Working on it and it's boring. I mean.
Yeah. Working on relationships is boring?
Yeah.
That means you ain't got the right person.
I guess not.
Or you're about to be out of a relationship, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well. Okay, y'all, moving on. Drew Carey is revealing that The Price is Right had a strict no-meat policy when he originally took over the show in 2007 because of Bob Barker's animal rights stances. Now, we have fake meat, he said. Carey also said The Price is Right's no-meat policy went so far as to strictly show fake veggies as props on the grills being given away as prizes on the show. There was no real meat or even fake meat anywhere on the set in those days. They never had plastic meat. They wouldn't even show fake meat. It would just be all vegetables, asparagus and stuff. I believe that. Because Bob Barker, at the end of his show, spay your cat.
Have get your cat spayed
get
or neutered.
Your dogs neutered. He didn't play about the meat situation.
I mean, but the crazy thing is, like, when Drew took it over, my stance would have been like, all right, that was his campaign.
Yeah.
Fogo every day for lunch.
And and put some barbecue ribs on that grill.
Yeah, I'm going to eat
roast
some steak.
The whole pig.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I was never, like, looking at the grill being like, there ain't no steaks on there.
Me
you know, either. I never noticed.
Me either. I didn't know that till just now.
He let the cat out the bag. That's what Bob would have wanted.
Was it neutered?
It's supposed to be. As long as you're kind to it when you're doing it.
Right, right.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Saves.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, wheel us off, HK.
All right, I got the Fit Nation by Echelon Flex Express Exercise Bike, available in 4 colors, blue, purple, black, and red, with rear anchored resistance bands. You can engage your upper body, making it perfect for sports recovery, strength training, or even physical therapy. Plus, with 16 resistance levels, you can adjust the intensity to match your fitness goals. Now, they usually go for as high as $300, but we got you today for just $99.99.
Ooh, honey. Okay, next, honey, we've got the JVC Compact TWS Active Noise Canceling Earbuds. Now, these water-resistant earbuds have all the bells and whistles without a big price tag. Whether you're on a call or in the zone, these earbuds offer big sound in compact design. Now, they usually go for as high as $70, but we got you today for just $24.99. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Okay, Gary. Okay, I've got the Moss Pro Cordless Rechargeable Water Flosser. This comes with a USB charging cord and brick plug travel bag and 4 attachments. Brushing alone isn't enough. This water flosser blasts away plaque and debris for a deeper clean and healthier gums. The cordless and rechargeable design means no messy cords, making flossing hassle-free anytime, anywhere. Now, they usually go for as high as $50, but we got you today for just $15.
These are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3. And stay tuned for more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Oh.
Hey, well, if you ever watched Sex and the City, you'll know that Charlotte York had her fair share of tricky breakups. Mm. So Kristen Davis recently appeared on Rob Lowe's podcast and spilled some embarrassing breakup tea about her past relationship with Alec Baldwin, who she dated in the early 00s. Check this out.
One of the best things about Alec Baldwin when I dated him is that he had the most incredible house in Amagansett.
Yes.
Like, I remember I was at work and I was like, "Sir Jessica, I just don't know if it's going to work out with Alec and I, but I just really love that house," which is literally like one of the only times I have felt that way. Do you know? Where yes. I'm like, I don't want to break up with this person because I like his house. Like, it's so embarrassing to say that.
She stayed with him because she loved this house.
Yeah. I mean, don't y'all like her honesty? At least she was telling the truth.
I appreciate honesty. That, you know?
So does that mean she didn't like him? She didn't.
Well, she liked the house. I mean, yeah, I didn't break up with some people because there's a lot of things I liked, but you know, you had to let it go.
I think people have that thing that they'll tolerate if there's something else that they like. Mm-hmm. Man, okay. You wasn't so good looking, man. This yeah. would have been over, or like, yeah. you know, okay. this, that, or that.
Okay.
A lot of times it's a boat.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, if he didn't have the boat.
Because your next dude's gonna be a canoe guy, probably.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Not a boat
a
guy.
Kayaker.
Not all yeah. guys boat.
Inflatable raft. You gotta right. blow up yourself.
Right. You were a good nibbler, honey. I would have never.
Nibbler?
Yeah. You know, people have good nibblers. I mean,
hey, listen, good nibbling has kept me in many relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Strictly for my nibblers.
Yeah. Strictly yeah. for my nibblers.
Yeah.
Yes,
honey. Yeah.
Well, y'all, moving on. It looks like Stranger Things actress Millie Bobby oh. Brown has something to say to the trolls commenting on her new look. So, 21-year-old Millie took to social media to respond to negative comments saying that her blonde new hairdo has made her look older than her age. Well, she shared a screenshot on IG of a British Vogue article with the headline that says, "No one cares how old you think Millie Bobby Brown looks," and she wrote beneath it, "Thank you." Mm-hmm. You guys think that her hair makes her look older?
It makes her look like Maleficent Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Well, Mildred good. Bobby Brown.
She look like Pamela Anderson Bobby Brown,
she
right
looks,
here.
Yeah, she looks good, but she I does. Think undeniably it makes her look older, right?
Yeah. yeah.
I need to see what she looked like with black hair then.
Well, normally she has dark hair.
She looks like Vanna White right there.
She looks like
she definitely looks younger with the darker.
Yeah. That's what a 21-year-old person looks like.
Yeah.
And then that person looks...
She looks
not
older.
21.
That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, she looks good.
She still looks good. She just doesn't look 21.
Also, yeah. the lighting in this photo probably isn't as flattering.
Yeah.
As
like,
that
I wouldn't
previous...
have known that was her.
At all.
I know.
So what you think is the more recent picture between the two? Is this like, yo, just got it done? And the other picture is like, yeah, I gotta
the
go back?
The other one, she had on her makeup all day and she kind of was tired of getting ready to go home.
Yeah.
This okay. is she just got dressed and she getting ready yeah. to go to something yeah. for Netflix.
Yeah.
yeah. Yo, good context clues.
Yeah. yeah.
Great detective work.
Yeah, yeah. Detective Pratt.
yeah. I got a magnifying glass.
Coming up, Nikki Glaser had to get permission to tell a joke at the Golden Globes. Uh-oh. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Nikki Glaser made Golden Globe history this year as the first female solo host of the event. Kudos, Nikki. Obviously, she wanted the night to go on without a hitch, so she admitted to getting permission from Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco before making what she thought could have been a harsh joke. Check out the joke in question.
Selena Gomez is here. Double nominee tonight. For Amelia Perez and Only Murders. And she's here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. Yes. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish. Man, lucky guy.
This guy reminds me of like a Ron Jeremy.
He definitely could play him if there was like the younger years.
Yeah, and then I think about the nacho cheese in the bathtub. It's like the nacho cheese and oh. Ron Jeremy. It just, I don't know.
But that joke was surgical at the hands of Nikki Glaser.
Oh. Also, like, when we look at this couple, like,
what? Say it.
They don't look like they're a couple.
Thank I mean, you,
they
Gary.
They do not look like a damn couple. I mean, she looks prim and proper. He looks like he's straight from
I mean, some relationships are to give everybody else hope. Like, yo, if you come through with enough personality, you too could probably bag the girl that you've been watching on TV for a long time.
He looks like Andre, the regular-sized part guy.
Not the giant, but just regular Andre.
Dreams come true, y'all. Some dreams come true.
Shooter, shoot. Dream. He's got talent. I'm sure he's got great personality.
Shoot your shot.
He knew she'd like that.
He's making her happy.
Right?
I mean, you got to do all you can.
Yeah, he's doing that good nibbling.
Oh. All right,
All right, well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Nibble on.
Nibble on.
Nibble on.
Come on.
Nibblers with attitudes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.